Ken.
Thank you, Gregor. Thank you, Kevin. What made Paul Stastny your top priority on the center market?
Well, I think it's like anything, you look at the fit and certainly when, you know, whether it's free agency or trade, if you have an opportunity to find a player that you know fits, with you, from a play standpoint, from a personality standpoint, from a, just a teammate standpoint, everything, you take that opportunity and jump at it. When I talked to him this morning, you know, I told him, obviously, we tried real hard, to make it happen when he was here and to stay here. And, you know, it was more of a function of the business side of the game, not a function of the desire by both sides to try and find something. And, we all understood that then and told him that obviously we're very excited to have him back with the Jets.
We figured there'd be a layer of unpredictability with the marketplace and the flat cap, but how would you describe what's out there and what went into your decision to add on the depth side of the blue line?
So again, we'd had some conversations, with Nathan Beaulieu's agents for a while here now, and kind of looking around at all the situations, and we know he's a good fit. We know what he brings to the table, from a compete standpoint, and a teammate and a fit in the locker room and on the ice, the grit standpoint of his game. It became an important, piece for us to not let go. And, again, he fits in well with where we're at right now.
We'll go next to Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Gregor. Kevin, obviously a one-year cap hit for Paul Stastny at 6.5. When you sort of look at the cap situation for you guys heading into next year, some may read this as a tell about Brian Little. I know when we spoke to you earlier this week, you said that there were going to be conversations happening. Can you just let us know if there's been an update there? And does this somehow, indicate what may happen on that front?
Yeah. So the update basically is after consulting with all the doctors getting all the information and taking the time to digest everything. Brian Little is, it's recommended by the doctors that Brian Little does not play this coming season. What that means to the future will that'll be addressed at the appropriate times. But that's essentially, where things are at with Brian.
In terms of getting a player like Paul back, who obviously had that great chemistry with Patrick Laine and Nikolaj Ehlers, again, there's been a lot of talk, of course, about Patrick and his situation. Does this change his situation in your eyes at all, and his, immediate future with the Jets, that you've brought in a centerman here that he has familiarity and chemistry with?
As a manager here, it's my job to continue to look, at all things. You're addressing individual players' speculation, with respect to trades is just something I don't do. If there's opportunities to make our team better, it's my obligation to continue to look at them.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Sarah Orlowski from TSN. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Kevin. Hi. Just wondering how long the process was that you were dealing with Kelly regarding maybe acquiring Stastny and bringing him back in.
So I can't remember exactly when the original, kind of conversations, would have been. I think it's probably for each of the managers that were in the bubble and their specific teams. You were respectful of where they were at in their playing process, and then once that. Ended for them, you give the team some time to decompress and start, looking at the task at hand. And so it was probably several days after they left the bubble that, we had our first conversation about where, each organization might be going and what each organization might be, looking at with respect to their own, situation and circumstances. Probably didn't really start heating up until, really the last 24 hours, 48 hours, they all kind of meshed together.
Thank you.
All righty. So we'll go next to Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, Kevin. Talked a bit earlier in the week about targets being a center, which you've added, and adding on defense. It seems you've definitely added some depth players or some players who are already here, and also Dylan DeMello reassigned. Is that something that you're going to still be looking for, is somebody to come in who can play in the top six of your team? And is this a year where, you know, this is going to be a much more extended kind of free agent period than normal because of the way things have shaken out?
So we're going to continue to, you know, look and you know, see if there are options, you know, to improve or upgrade our defense. Is, you know, certainly something that, you know, we're, I don't know, again, I think there's, lots of conversations out there still that we're in to see if that's a possibility. From a free agent standpoint, you know, it's interesting to see how some things, you know, may or may not unfold. You know, what the bigger players that are out there from a money perspective, you know, again, some years it's weird, they're off the table or done in a matter of minutes, and in some years, you know, maybe it takes a matter of days. But it is a unique situation for, you know, for all the different teams, you know, to be in right now. You know, and again, it doesn't, I'm not sure if other managers are experiencing, you know, it, you know, that way as well, but it's, you know, certainly, again, for us, there's a finite amount of money that, you know, that, that's left in the cap.
All righty, we'll go next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Gregor. Hi, Kevin. Anything, what if anything, has struck or surprised you about day one of free agency?
Well, it you know, the market within the market of the goalies seems to be the you know, the story, I guess. You see a lot of different musical chairs, you know, when it comes to, you know, goalies. And fortunately, we you know, we didn't have to be in that market. I'm sure it can be pretty stressful, you know, if you're shopping there. And again, you know, I think just going back to some of the bigger, you know, the bigger free agents that will take a lot of, you know, cap space, you know, to get signed, just to see, you know, what the ripple effect might be, I guess, if and when some of these guys do sign, and, you know, and where, you know, where there might be opportunities that we're not seeing at the moment present themselves.
Do you plan to spend to the cap?
Well, we're pretty, you know, if you really start, you know, looking and digging down to, you know, some of our RFAs and the different things, you know, we're going to, you know, I guess if I can find, you know, pieces that fit, yeah, we're, you know, we'll go to the cap if we have to. Again, with Brian's injury and the recommendation, at some point in time, we could become an LTI team, of which, again, you know, the cap, it is handled a little differently, and becomes a very important thing to manage, you know, properly moving forward. There's lots of intricacies in the CBA that, you know, when you become an LTI team over the course of the entire season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Murat Atesh from The Athletic. Go ahead, Murat.
Hi, Kevin. My question kind of follows up on LTIR, and I must confess the intricacies would be well beyond me, but one understanding I have is that the pool you get is bigger the closer to the cap you are when you go to that. And I'm wondering then, what would we need to see from you before Brian Little would move to LTIR?
Well, and again, it really doesn't become applicable until the season starts. So, you know, again, there's lots of different, you know, situations that if you are going to be an LTIR, which, you know, we could, maybe, I don't know, we'll see, you know, then there'll be a reason why. It'll be through, you know, through a transaction or whatever that that makes it happen. But it's not something that, you know, technically happens a lot in the summertime. It's mostly, or in the off season, it's mostly in the when the season starts.
And presumably, I guess, and you've sort of spoken to this already, but it's the follow-up is, does that presumably leave you room to add a defenseman or otherwise with, you know, more contract than we see cap space today?
Yes, it could.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Scott Billick from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Scott.
Is my mic working this time?
I hope it is.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Gregor, and good afternoon, Chevy. Question on just, around Brian Little. I mean, I'm sure you guys have known it for a while now. Well, not maybe a while, but I mean, just given how last season went and how it hasn't really progressed, I assume. What is the feeling just from a human standpoint from the club regarding Brian?
Well, certainly we wanted to be extremely respectful, you know, on how all this was handled and give him as much opportunity to seek, you know, opinions and doctors and tests. And we wanted to be, you know, obviously ultra cautious with him, you know, obviously with a head injury of that magnitude. And obviously that it's taking this long, you owe that to him. He's a special person. And has been part of our, you know, family, came over from, you know, from Atlanta, really planted roots, you know, here in Winnipeg when it came time to re-sign and you know, just, you know, loves the city and loves being a part of this organization. So it's emotional when you have, you know, conversations like we had, you know, with him the other day discussing this. You feel for him because, you know, he wants to play badly but he has to make sure that he puts, his family and his health ahead of everything. And we, you know, fully support him for that 100%.
Thanks for that. And just a follow up, you just announced Lucas Ibiza signed. I don't know if anybody asked you about him yet. So
yeah, no, not
just,
yet.
I assume that is just another kind of fit thing. I mean, everybody that signed has kind of played for this team before at some point or another, I think. So that's a fit thing for him.
Yeah, Luca, we moved Dahlstrom today as well in the Stastny deal. You know, Luca, you know, gives us great flexibility to, you know, kind of go in multiple different directions if we want to, you know, choose that. But you know, he's a guy that came in and really, you know, helped us during a tough period of time. A real good veteran, a real good pro, someone that again, you know, behind the scenes, you know, really works hard and is there for whatever, you know, role we need him to play. You know, again, just, you know, a real good pro that will give us the flexibility that we need moving forward.
And can I just ask if that's a one-way deal or is it a two-way deal?
Yeah, it's a one-way deal.
One way. Okay. Thank you.